live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. Got a packed show for you today. We're going to cover a lot of ground today. We're going to talk about a wonderful tribute concert coming to the Prescott Elks Theater tomorrow evening with Laura Berger. She is bringing her Linda Ronstadt tribute back to the Elks Theater. Then we'll talk to our friend Gary Denton. He owns and operates Amco of Prescott Valley. You know, it's winter season. Got to take good care of that car and truck. And Gary has all the tips you need to take care of that, and of course the services for it too. Then after the news break at the bottom of the hour for news and weather, we will talk with Reagan Hamilton from Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Now, we are very indebted to Reagan because during the polar bear splash, he and his company provided the heating tent, complete with hot tomato soup, coffee, and cookies. So we will thank him for that and a lot more on how to take care of your home during the winter season and the changeover into spring. So, packed show coming your way today. Stay tuned. We've got Laura Berger calling in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Think about all of the things you want from a great dealership. Low pressure, clean and comfortable environment, great products, big selection, knowledgeable consultants. There's one dealership that has all of that and more. Findlay Toyota Prescott. We'll exceed your expectations of a great dealership. Our sales staff aren't salespeople. They're product specialists, and they aren't commissioned. They're on salary. So when you meet with one of our specialists, there's no need to be anxious. They won't give you the runaround. They'll give you the info you're looking for and help make your visit a pleasant experience. Choose a vehicle from our huge selection and know you're getting a fair price. In fact, we'll meet or beat any Phoenix dealer advertised price. We're a dealership with integrity and aim to put you in a new vehicle that fits your budget and lifestyle.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership. We are proud to serve the Quad Cities and want our great reviews to continue to reflect our role as a community partner. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations, or check us out online at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And no sooner are we back, I see the phone ringing. I would believe that's Laura Berger. How you doing, Laura?
I'm great. How are you?
Great to have you back on the show, and it's even better to have you back doing your Linda Ronstadt tribute at the Prescott Elks Theater. Of course, Linda is an Arizona girl. Have you always been a Ronstadt fan, or who were your heroes when you started singing?
You know, I actually grew up singing a lot of jazz standards. One of the first songs I think I ever sang was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So Judy Garland was always in my repertoire, even sure. as a young, young child. So I grew up with a lot of those classic singers in my life.
Now, as you're doing the Linda Ronstadt concert again, now you've played the Prescott Elks Theater here several times during the show. Have you been a part of any other tribute shows coming to the Elks?
Yeah, you know, I've actually been there several times. Mm-hmm. I was a part of those British Girls.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Which was really, really exciting. I have been honored to be a part of ABBA a couple of times. I have sung with Barry, who does the Neil Diamond tribute
sure.
at the Elks.
Barry Gallagher, yeah.
Yeah.
And I understand you are not the only TAD Management concert tribute singer in the household.
No, I am not. We are a household of TAD Management tribute singers. My husband, Jesse, also sings with the company.
And when we see the tribute to Frankie Valli, he's a tall guy, isn't he?
He sure is.
So tell me, you know, you mentioned that you grew up, idolizing certain singers and things. At what age does someone tell you, maybe in school or in church or something, that, hey, you've got a nice voice. You should start singing for a living.
Gosh, you know, it's interesting. I can pinpoint the exact moment. It was my third grade teacher, yeah. Mrs. Phillips. Her daughter was also a singer. And I think I had sung at a choir concert, and the choir teacher had given me a solo, and Mrs. Phillips pulled my mother aside and said, you know, you might want to consider getting Laura some vocal training. Here's who my daughter goes to. We love her. And that's how it all began.
Isn't that amazing? You know, in doing a Linda Ronstadt tribute show, you're really taking on an American icon, and not only is she an icon worldwide, but especially in Arizona, where she was born and raised. But I would think, too, one of the real challenges is that she had hits in the pop, country, easy listening, even Spanish language charts, didn't she?
Yes, she sure did. Yeah, she had an incredible range.
And what really impressed me the most about her, too, is not only all that range, but around 1980, with Elvis Costello and the New Wave movement coming to America, she cut a New Wave album, which I think is sensational. It was the Mad Love album. So mm-hmm. when people come to your concert tomorrow night, and I'll be among the audience there, what different kinds of songs can we expect to hear from her repertoire?
You are going to hear a little bit of through the decades of Linda Ronstadt. Mm-hmm. So we'll start out with her earlier works with the Stone Ponies, mm-hmm. move through her really big rock hits in the 70s and some of the 80s. I have a nice big chunk of the Nelson Riddle Orchestra stuff in the middle, also from the Mad Love album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and, you know, there's going to be a little something for everybody in the show.
And I understand she also starred on Broadway. Was it Pirates of Penzance?
She sure did, which she was nominated for a Tony Award for that performance.
Wow. You know, a few months ago I interviewed J.D. Souther, who, of course, was Linda's boyfriend for quite a while, and is a uh-huh. Hall of Fame songwriter in his own right. And he wrote, you know, several songs for Linda as well as for the Eagles. You know, you go back to that Southern California sound, and it's surprising how many people learn that it's because of Linda Ronstadt going on tour, where Glenn Frey joined her as a singer, and Don Henley joined her as a drummer, that we have the Eagles.
I know. That's one of my favorite stories about Linda Ronstadt.
You know, you look at those names who used to gather at the Troubadour, Ronstadt, Jackson Browne, Graham Parsons, the Eagles, J.D. Souther. That, you know, that really was a watershed moment for American music, wasn't it?
It truly was. It truly was.
So you've been a Ronstadt fan for how long again?
Well, let's see, how old am I? No, it's, you know, I've always really loved her music, and it has been, honestly, just within the last few years that I've been able to really dive in and really truly appreciate, like I said, that range that she has and just that incredible repertoire of music that she was privileged to get to perform through her life.
You know, as wonderful a singer as she is, tell me your reaction when you first heard that because of her illness, she had to retire from singing.
Oh man, just it's just a shame. You know, she is truly a remarkable performer. And I did actually have the honor of getting to see her last year when she came through Scottsdale on her book tour.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and she is still a phenomenal orator. She's an incredible incredible storyteller. She's so funny and so witty, and I truly could have listened to her talk all night long, and I can only imagine that her concerts would have been the same.
Has she ever seen you perform her show?
I don't think so, but that's my dream someday for her to see it.
You know, there's a reason I ask you that, because there used to be an open mic night at a club here in Prescott, and there was a guy during the open mic night who was singing the old Dave Loggins song, Please Come to Boston. And during the song, he noticed a guy in the first row, and he was kind of singing along with it. He thought, who is this guy? Well, the guy came up to the singer after the performance, and this was like a, you know, glorified karaoke primarily, and the guy came up to him and said, when he sang Please Come to Boston, that was the best rendition I have ever heard of my song. It was Dave.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm wondering, as a tribute singer, how would you feel if in the middle of your show Linda Ronstadt came out of the audience and walked across the stage and wanted to meet you?
I would probably faint. For real, that would just be an absolute dream come true.
Oh, goodness. You know, you're doing the music of such an iconic singer who covered about four decades, maybe even more, with hits. Are there any contemporary singers who really, really impress you?
You know, I continue to be more and more impressed with Lady Gaga.
Oh, isn't she amazing?
She is so amazing. And again, the range that she has and the style that she's able to just cover so beautifully with her voice are incredibly impressive.
Did you see the movie A Star Is Born?
I have not gotten to see that yet, and I'm dying to see it.
You know, I saw it when it first came out. I remember telling my partner, you know what, not only is this going to be nominated for Best Picture, but I'm betting you Lady Gaga gets nominated Best Actress, and that's exactly what happened Tuesday morning.
Well, I am rooting for her.
It's an amazing movie. It really is. And, you know, it's got some great music in it. We found out Bradley Cooper can sing. We found out Lady Gaga can act. So, yeah, I think it's a movie you would really, really enjoy. And it's in a kind of a country rock mold, most of it. So, yeah, it's very, very worthwhile seeing. Hey, we really look forward to seeing you on the stage at the Elks Theater. We want to tell our listeners how to get tickets. They can call 777-1370. They can go to the Prescott Elks Theater box office in downtown Prescott on East Gurley Street and get their tickets, or they can go online to PrescottElksTheater.com. Now, in addition to tomorrow night's Linda Ronstadt tribute, do you know if you're lined up yet for any other concerts coming to the Elks Theater soon?
You know, there are some things in the works, so I would say to tell your listeners to stay tuned.
We had Terry Davies on here a year ago talking about the great tribute concerts. And what a lot of people don't realize, because so many of these tributes are for baby boomer icon musicians who are now in a lot of cases in their 70s and maybe have fallen on ill health. They can't bring their A game anymore. Terry told me that the idea behind these tribute shows is to give the audience an idea of what it was like to see this performer in their heyday, and I'll guarantee it cost a lot less too. So it's a really good bargain.
Excellent.
Yeah, Terry worded it very well. By the way, I was asking Terry, you know, because Terry's from Liverpool, England. I asked him, who would be one of your dream acts to play, to do a tribute show, the Elks, that you're not doing yet? And he mentioned a singer. I know a lot of people go, who? But he said Paul Carrack. and he has been knighted by the Queen. Paul Carrick has a tremendous voice, and I'll guarantee you, if our listeners heard him, they'd know who he was, because he's been the front man for so many bands, but you put that name on a marquee, and people go, huh? But one of the great things about your show tomorrow night, we all know Linda Ronstadt. We all have fans, you know, different genres that she's done over the years, and we really look forward to seeing and hearing you on stage tomorrow night.
Wonderful. And please stop and say hello to me in the lobby afterwards.
We will do that. Will you have CDs out there?
I will not.
You will not, but you will be out there to meet the audience.
You bet I will.
That's Laura Berger. She is doing the Linda Ronstadt tribute tomorrow night on the stage of the Prescott Elks Theater. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. You have a great show tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. That's Laura Berger. We've got Gary Denton from the Prescott Valley AMCO coming on in just a moment. And then after the news and weather break at the bottom of the hour, it'll be Reagan Hamilton from Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Start 2019 behind the wheel of a new Chevy at Lamb Chevrolet's New Year, New Ride sales event. Hello, this is Ed Walsh, and right now you can take advantage of some aggressive New Year savings on the remaining 2018s and select 2019 models. Save over $9,700 on the 2018 Silverado Double Cab or over $13,000 off a Crew Cab. Take over $5,800 off a 2018 Malibu or drive a 2018 Spark for only $11,800. Save huge on the legendary Silverado Heavy Duty with a Duramax diesel. Enjoy over $9,700 in savings on the 3500 HD Crew Cab. Take over 20% off a 2019 four-wheel drive Equinox, priced at only $27,400. Go to lambchevrolet.com to find your new Chevy during our New Year, New Ride sales event, and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Happy New Year from Lamb Chevrolet. We're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Hi, this is Rich Joliet, your neighborhood CPA. Now is the perfect time to talk about Arizona tax credits. You can actually decide where your tax dollars go. Talk to your favorite school or charitable organization and learn how you can put your tax dollars to work right here in your community. For more information on tax credits or help with your business accounting, give me a call and let me show you why I've earned the title Best Accountant in Prescott Valley the last 5 years. 777-2386 or online at richardjolietcpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, despite the weather forecast for the weekend, it is still winter. There's still a lot of winter to come. We have just a man to talk about how to best care for your car. It is Gary Denton. He and his wife own the AMCO in Prescott Valley. Gary, start out by telling our listeners where you are located.
Well, good morning, TJ, or actually afternoon. Sorry about that. Yeah, we're located on Highway 69, just west of Glassford Hill on the south side, right down the street from Stepping Stones.
And you kind of whipped that store into shape when you took it over, didn't you?
Yeah, we sure did. We've been there about 3.5 years, and when we took over, it was a little rough.
Mm-hmm.
It took us a couple of years to get the customers back. When we took it over, the previous owner had some difficulties with the community, and I don't know much to say about that other than it was pretty bad, and now it's really good. So our reviews are great, and we just love our customers.
You know, since you took over the AMCO, you've had it now for how many years?
About 3.5.
How do you still encounter people who think AMCO is just transmissions?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, we've done, for the 3.5 years I've been there, we've done a big campaign about, you know, total car care. So it's AMCO's transmissions and total car care. And, it is amazing. You know, AMCO was just a transmission company for so many years.
Sure.
That a lot of people think we just do transmissions. And, truth of the matter is, the transmission business is only about 40% of our business. The rest of it is in total car care.
You know, I would think too, because people who own a car, whether they own it for 5 years or 15 years, they're going to have a total transmission makeover maybe once, and with the total car care, they're going to see you a whole lot more often. So I assume you're seeing a lot of repeat customers because of this.
Absolutely. Most of our customers are repeat customers, mm-hmm. and referrals, which is nice because I've been able to lower my advertising budget year after year because we're getting a lot of people in there from referrals and,
sure.
and other customers. So
yeah.
that part's been great.
So tell us, walk me through how tough it is when every year new cars come out and you guys have to update your training for the, you know, for the new generation of cars. What kinds of training do you put your guys through, and how difficult is it to keep up with Detroit and with Japan?
Yeah, what's interesting about that, and the reason I chose AMCO as a business, is because they actually, when I first bought it, they started AMCO University back in Noonan, Georgia. And it's a full-on automotive university for mm-hmm. total car care and, of course, transmissions. And it has been great. I had to go there for a month of training, owner training, just to take over the franchise. And then after that, my guys actually sometimes do trips to Noonan. But they also have an online program, just like a lot of the colleges have, where my guys, every week, basically, I give them assignments,
mm-hmm.
and they have to do the assignments.
Mm-hmm.
And what's neat about it is they come up with new classes pretty much every week. They have webinars every week for our guys on new things that they discovered on cars and problems and how to resolve them. So that's been really great for us to stay on top of all the stuff, including CVTs, hybrids, electric vehicles. So that's what we're doing right now, too, is we're getting well-trained on CVT transmissions because those are taking over the industry,
mm-hmm.
and then the hybrids and electric vehicles. And the hybrids, a lot of them are coming out of warranty now, so they're going to be needing some assistance, and we're ready for them.
So what you're telling me is the days of the shade tree grease monkey are over, aren't they? You need a whole lot more better trained mechanic nowadays, don't you?
Yeah, I'll have to say that is true, even though sometimes my guys wish it wasn't true, because it is much more difficult to diagnose these cars when some of them have 8 or 9 computers in the vehicles running them, and all the computers are talking to each other. It makes it sometimes very difficult to diagnose the exact problem.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some really good tools over there and good training, so we've been very successful.
What should someone do if their check engine light comes on?
Well, the first thing you should do is go to AMCO. We do, that does happen a lot. And nowadays, check engine lights come on for all kinds of reasons. In fact, most of the customers that come in with their check engine light on, because we check that for free, of course, it's usually their gas cap. That is the number one reason.
Haven't the manufacturers realized that and done something to prevent that?
Yeah, you would think so. But, you know, a gas cap is something that is taken out and put on many, many, many times. And there's a seal that goes around there. And if it detects any pressure being lost out of that system, you know, it can go to the ozone and everything. So
sure.
So they created make sure the light comes on and warns you that there's a problem.
Now, isn't that related to the air mix you need, the air fuel mix you need to keep the engine running?
Not really. That is more of a smog or, you know, just a safety concern.
Mm-hmm. What's the most important thing to do? Now, of course, you spent how many years maintaining fleet vehicles in Phoenix?
Yeah, probably almost 20 years in Phoenix maintaining fleet vehicles.
So you know all about the intense heat of Phoenix. What that does to the wear and tear of a vehicle. Now you're in a climate where we're going to get some cold, sometimes down to single digits overnight. We get the occasional snow. Mm-hmm. What should people do to keep their car in top form during the winter?
Yeah, and what's different about up here is we do have the heat in the summer. I mean, we'll hit 90, some over 100 degrees mm-hmm. many days. So we'll have the heat here. So, the heat causes a certain amount of problems to your car as well. But then all of a sudden it gets real cold here. So that is another problem. So one of the things that we've been talking to our clients about is their oil. A lot of the older cars have conventional motor oil. And in the wintertime, conventional motor oil does not warm up as fast and does not coat everything as well as a synthetic or synthetic blend. So if they haven't in the wintertime, they should probably change to a synthetic, full synthetic or synthetic blend. Now, the oil that we use, we don't use conventional oil at AAMCO. All of our oil changes are done with a synthetic blend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a better oil for your car, especially in the winter, because it warms up quicker and coats everything better.
I can remember as a kid and even as a teen driver, my dad would always tell me, on a cold winter morning, give your car at least 5 minutes to warm up. That's not the case anymore, is it?
No, it probably wouldn't hurt. You know what I mean? But the newer cars, it probably doesn't matter because they're running a full synthetic. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, if you're not running a synthetic or synthetic blend, definitely let it warm up first.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Now, take me back to when you were a kid. What first got you involved in cars or vehicles?
That is a great question. I think girls.
Well, that's a good way to impress them.
Getting a driver's license, and mm-hmm. you have to have a car. And,
sure, it pays to have a boyfriend who knows how to work on a car, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, I lived in a small town, so everything was a rural area. Everything was far away, no mass transportation. So if you didn't have a car, you weren't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely. And then, of course, your friends and everything, and everyone wants to make their car better looking and faster
sure.
and rims and all that stuff. And you just get into it and then you become a kind of a motorhead.
Mm-hmm. My dad tried to teach me how to work on cars, unsuccessfully, by the way. But one bit of advice he gave me that still works to this day, when he opened up the hood of the car the first time and saw me turn just blanched, I just lost all the color of my face. He said, son, keep in mind one thing. All these things you see under the hood, they're there for a reason. And that really helped, because they are there for a reason, aren't they?
Absolutely, 100%.
In the course of, you mentioned colleges a minute ago, I know Yavapai College C-Tech School has a wonderful training program for skilled tradespeople. Tell us how important it is to keep the skilled tradespeople in the area and not to send them off in search of white-collar jobs they may not qualify for in a big city where they get lost in the shuffle, but stay here because there are career opportunities for them, right?
There really are. We're always hiring. We're always hiring, and we actually work with a group called NACOG, Northern Arizona Council of Governments.
Mm-hmm.
They've been really helpful for us because there's trying to find that skilled trade that's ready to work here in town is very difficult. A lot of them are in Phoenix and the Valley and stuff like that. So we created a training program with NACOG where we find certain candidates, usually younger individuals, who want to learn a trade.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. And they don't have any bad habits and stuff, so we bring them in.
Nothing to unlearn.
Exactly. We bring them in, and we actually put them in AAMCO University.
We
get them training right away, get their hours in, and then if they work out and they've got a good work ethic, then we end up keeping them and then moving them up. We have one gentleman, he started with us about a year and a half ago, and he went through, he didn't know anything about cars
mm-hmm.
other than maybe changing the oil. And he went through our C-Tech school, our P-Tech school. He's right now in A-Tech school. He graduated, from the NACOG group that we had, or the program. And now he's almost in A-Tech, and he's making really good money, and
mm-hmm.
he just loves the job. And before then, he really didn't know what he wanted to do in life, and now he knows exactly what he wants to do.
And that job is not going to go overseas, is it?
Absolutely not. And, like I told him, He learns this, he's got a trade for life.
Mm-hmm.
He can go anywhere. Mm-hmm.
It helps him at home, too, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. It's funny we're mentioning this because I can recall years ago seeing a sign outside a shop that said, "We do the repairs your husband said he fixed." How often do you get people coming in saying, "I tried to fix this, but it's a little beyond my scope"?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with doing your own repairs.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. We have a lot of customers that come in and they just ask for advice. And we know that they are not shade tree, but you know, mechanics say that they'll work out of their house, but they need some advice.
Sure.
You have no problem doing that. The problem we find sometimes is some people attempt to do things that are over their head, and they end up towing their car in, and we open the hood, and then they tell us, well, the rest of the parts are in the trunk. And that just creates a lot of problems for us because we don't even know where to start at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets more expensive. So sometimes it's better to bring it to us first. Like I said, we do free check engine light, but also we do a free diag up to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We'll spend on the car, not charge anything, to find out what is going on. Then if the customer decides, okay, I could tackle this myself, that's fine. But if not, we're there for them.
You know, when my sweetie says, honey, can you do this on the car for me? I have a standard cop-out. Well, I can try, dear, but I'll just make it worse. So she takes it to the mechanic.
Yeah,
so that gets taken care of there. So, you know, with the AAMCO University and the way the company does total car care repair and maintenance, where do you see cars 10 years from now? What kinds of changes do you see coming up?
Well, actually, AAMCO's done a lot of studies on that, and the future, you know, like it or not, is going to be hybrids. We're going to see hybrids in pretty much every vehicle on the road in 10 years, from trucks, even high-performance vehicles. There will be a battery in that car.
Yeah.
So that is definitely the future.
Batteries, how important is it to have your battery checked during the winter?
Actually, what I was talking about earlier about the heat. The heat puts a lot of strain on your battery.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't understand is then when winter hits, that's when you feel the effects that the heat caused to your battery. So definitely maintain your battery or get it checked. And again, you could bring it to AAMCO. Mm-hmm. We will check your battery for free. Your battery and charging system. We will not charge a dime for that. But at least you won't be stranded somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Now, aren't most batteries sealed?
They're all pretty much sealed, but
yeah.
we can still do the test from the posts that are exposed.
Very good. Very good. How can people make an appointment at AAMCO?
Well, they can give us a call at 928-759-5588, or they can go online to AAMCOPrescott.com, and they can make an appointment right there online.
Mm-hmm. And tell us again where you're located.
We're located off Highway 69, just west of Glassford Hill on the south side, right about three doors down from Stepping Stones.
Cars and trucks and no longer just transmissions, right?
That is correct.
Total car care maintenance year-round, correct?
That is correct.
Great
sir.
To have. And don't forget that when the weather gets warmer, you'll need another checkup, won't you?
Yes, that's a whole another set of problems.
That's Gary Denton from the AAMCO of Prescott Valley. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. It's time for local and state news and weather. Then we'll hear from Reagan Hamilton from Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Hey, neighbor, new in town? Come over to Oliva's Mexican restaurant for dinner tonight, or how about lunch tomorrow? Hi, I'm Eileen, owner of Oliva's, inviting you to make Oliva's your neighborhood restaurant. This historic yellow A-frame dates back to the very first days of Prescott Valley. The old and the new were a perfect match, don't you think? Oliva's, off the frontage road in Prescott Valley between Robert Road and Navajo. Savor the flavor of Mexico at Oliva's.
Start the new year off right with your car gleaming inside and out with the Prescott Pro Watch Detail. Prescott Pro Watch are the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business. They offer an express wash to a full detail and everything in between. They even offer a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and protects your car like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years that you don't have to wax your car. And they even have gift cards. So give Eric a call and ride into the new year in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
KQ&A is the place to be Super Bowl Sunday. Starting at noon, KQ&A brings you the most in-depth radio coverage, getting you ready for Super Bowl 53. Then at 3 p.m., it's the one and only official Super Bowl 53 pregame, taking you right to kickoff at 4:35. Remember, Super Bowl Sunday exclusively on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Brought to you by Affinity RV, Bucky's and Yavapai Casino, Country Bank, the Arizona Cardinals, Finley Automotive Group, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, Little Dealer Little Prices, Northern Arizona Heating and Air, Prescott Resort, Outdoor Sports, Prescott True Value, and Wallach and Volk. If it's Super Bowl Sunday, it's the talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A.
Drive away a winner this January at Cliff Castle Casino. We've got your keys to a brand new Kia Sorento. Earn entries all month for a chance to win cash prizes and a new car. Increase your chance of winning with bonus entries on Tuesdays. Keep the winning going with Friday night cash drawings from 6 to 10. Two people each hour will win a share of $3,000. Then on Thursday, January 31st, one lucky winner will drive away with a 2019 Kia Sorento. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 24th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. There was a surprise moment at the Phoenix City Council meeting to approve the Suns Arena deal. Larry Naiman, who shot former Maricopa County Supervisor Mary Rose Wilcox in 1997 over her vote to approve the Diamondback Stadium, made a veiled threat to the Phoenix City Council.
You must let the public vote on this matter. If you go ahead and pass it, you're crossing a line, and it's equivalent to a bloody act of violence against the public. I said I shot Wilcox to try to put a stop to the political dictatorship of Jerry Colangelo, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, Arizona State Legislature, and passing the baseball stadium tax.
Naiman spoke just moments after Wilcox addressed the city council. Former city councilman Michael Johnson couldn't believe what he had just heard.
I'm just appalled that someone would come to this city council meeting and admit to shooting an elected official and then tell other elected officials he did it because they made a decision that he was against.
Mostly sunny and warmer into and through your KQ&A weather weekend. Highs today through Saturday around 55, 59 Sunday and Monday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling overnight to a breezy 25. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, mostly sunny highs near 62 today through Saturday, 66 Sunday and Monday, tomorrow's pre-dawn low around 31. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Out with the old and in with the new at Lamb Nissan in Prescott. Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan. Get a fresh start to the new year with huge savings on some of our most popular models. Snatch up a fuel-efficient 2018 Kicks for only $17,348. Drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue Sport, for only $20,988. Or save $76.50 off MSRP on a 2018 Murano S, now priced under $25,000. The 2018 Nissan Maxima is also priced to move with over 20% off MSRP. That's over $7,000 in savings. Need something bigger to tow your new toys? Save nearly 30% off MSRP on a 2018 Nissan Titan XD, priced under $30,000. Visit LambNissan.com to find your new Nissan and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Happy New Year from Lamb Nissan. We're here to serve.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:39. We have Reagan Hamilton in the house. He's from Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Reagan, you've been involved with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling now for how long?
2 years now.
And the company's been there how long?
2 years.
2 years, very well. And your role there?
I'm the owner.
So I can ask you anything, can't I?
Anything.
Anything. Well, first of all, we want to thank you for your role in providing the heating tent at the Prescott Valley Polar Bear Splash. And I understand that in the last few minutes of the event, you encountered something you guys hadn't planned on. Neither had the people standing in their swimsuits around the pool. A little breeze came up, right?
That's an understatement. We actually had big, large blocks holding the tent down.
Mm-hmm.
And we still had to have everybody holding the tent down who was there to keep it from blowing away. So, yeah,
sure.
It picked up quick.
Now, tell us what people should be doing to keep their HVAC healthy in the wintertime or any time there's a change of seasons.
Well, basically, you want to get your standard maintenance done. After any season, cleaning the system actually helps. Indoor coil. Blower wheel. If you haven't had your ducts cleaned in a while, get your ducts cleaned. If it's something that's a recurring thing that you always have to have your ducts cleaned, you want to have them sealed. The sealing stops the more contamination coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Typical people who don't have a lot of allergies, you know, or just sort of seasonal, that's when, you know, you don't have to clean them as often. Some people with real bad asthma or other respiratory things, if you seal the duct, then you only have to clean them every 2 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, that's something you guys do. So
yeah.
How often should someone call you in to do that?
Well, like I was saying, if your ducts are sealed up properly, 2 to 5 years is normal.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have bad allergies, you can go 3 to 5 years. And then that really keeps everything running clean. A lot of people don't think about the duct system as part of your air conditioner and your heater.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just as important to maintain those as it is maintaining your system.
So your system is taking care of not only warm and cool, but dry and damp, you know, all four seasons of the year. And I understand that in addition to allergens, there can be some colds and flu caused by what's in there, right?
Oh, yeah. Your indoor coil, that's where they can latch on because there might be a light film of dust. In pockets of ductwork that, you know, you don't have really good airflow through, you can manifest a lot of flu viruses, cold viruses, germs and stuff can get
mm-hmm.
in there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kinds of things can a homeowner do to extend the service life? I assume it's going to start with filters. Extend the service life of their heating and cooling system.
Filters are the biggest part. Keeping the system maintained and cleaned. But air filters play a really, really big part. But unfortunately, a lot of people, they put too dense of an air filter in.
Mm-hmm.
And the really, really dense air filters are good, but they catch a lot of dirt really fast, and then they clog up. Now your system's going to pull air from wherever it can get it because that blower motor's really, really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to stay on top of that.
You know, we hear from different people from time to time about indoor air quality, and do we really need all these gadgets and expensive items, or is that just hype?
You know, it is and it isn't. The average person who doesn't have bad allergies, you know, just doing standard maintenance, keeping your system clean, keeping your ducts clean, staying on top of your air filters, that's usually enough. But then you have people who have bad asthma, COPD, other issues. Some people who develop like a chronic bronchitis. Then you need humidifiers, air scrubbers, electronic air filters. There's various stages, and it's not like one magic bullet fixes everything.
Yeah.
You got to kind of go in and talk to the folks about what their ailment is that they want to try and take care of, and then you match that to whatever their ailment is.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys get called out on the coldest day of the year when someone's furnace conks out. You get called out on the hottest day of the year because someone's air conditioning conked out. What are some of the worst conditions you've had to endure?
Oh, well, this last big snowstorm we had, I mean, it was pretty cold, and you got to crawl up through an attic where the wind's literally blowing through, and it's about 10 degrees outside. Now you're in a vacuum up there, so it's actually a little bit colder. And you're trying to work on a unit, and you can't wear gloves because you can't feel nothing.
Sure.
Then you can't feel nothing because your hands are freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and then in the summertime, it's the exact opposite. That attic now, the heat is built up in there, and you're 135, 145 degrees.
Sure.
Trying to work on a blower motor. trying to get things running. And we always say, you know, if you'd have just done your maintenance earlier, we'd be okay.
Yeah. Sure, sure. Just imagine getting a service call in Phoenix in July. I would not even want to answer that call.
I've done it, and
it's
not fun.
Goodness.
And, you know, a lot of guys say, well, the unit's on the roof. Well, now you got all that reflectivity coming off the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, up here, when you've got a package unit on the roof, it's really unfortunate sometimes, especially when, like, that last snowstorm we had.
Mm-hmm.
It took 3 days before we could get on some of these roofs because there was too much snow and ice.
Mm-hmm. I asked Gary this question before about the automotive stuff. When you were a kid, were you always taking stuff apart, putting it back together?
Yeah, I grew up in Detroit, so I grew up around cars.
Sure.
Grew up around mechanics.
Yeah. Did you read Popular Mechanics magazine as a kid?
Sure did.
Yeah, sure.
Checked out all the hot cars, and yeah.
Did that help you? Now, Gary mentioned this. Did this help you get girls being so handy? Because every girl needs a handy boyfriend to work on her car, fix things around,
around
the house.
Sort of. I guess you could say that. Yeah, I mean, we grew up. Everybody in my family, we all grew up, we changed our own oil, we fixed mm-hmm. our own cars, we'd go help our buddy fix their car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we never really got into automatic transmissions, but we'd tear gears out of transmissions. Yeah, you could say it helped with the girls, I guess.
We were talking how cars have changed over the years. What kinds of changes have you seen over the years in your industry and in the equipment you use?
Oh, major. You know, air conditioners went from a couple of relays and a couple of little weird sensors that reacted to heat and a whole bunch of wire to now one big main circuit board and a couple minor components and then this really expensive blower motor outside. They're typically old school, what they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much digital control out there until you get into the real high-end inverter heat pumps. But, yeah, we have stuff that takes your single-phase power, converts it to a three-phase DC, converts it back to AC, and then it runs the compressor, the outdoor fan motor. It talks to the indoor fan motor and makes it all work together. So it's changed a lot.
You know, I had Ed Bushman in here yesterday from Yavapai College. They have a wonderful C-Tech Center, which trains people for skilled trades careers. And he said the biggest transition that he sees in people who are familiar with computers, like, you know, every teen and 20-something is, the biggest change he sees between that and the industrial usage of it is they learn computer logic. That applies in your operations too, right? In
oh,
the
yeah.
equipment?
Well, I mean, when you get into, like, some of the bigger commercial equipment, you need a computer to diagnose what's wrong with the
sure.
machine. I mean, some of these systems are very, very elaborate. Some of the boiler systems. We even have humidifiers that I can plug a computer in and reprogram what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the computer literacy really goes a long way with us because you got to understand the logic of what the machine is being told to what it's doing, and then you got to figure out why it ain't doing it.
Sure. When you hire somebody new, describe the training they get from you.
Well, they got to start out learning the basic company skills of what we do as a company for customer service because we're extremely high on customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Then everything that we do is on a tablet, so you have to have that skill just to get into what we do.
Sure.
We use very little paper. So there's dispatching programs, navigational programs, everything that we, how we get where we're going. Half of the time with the newer equipment, you've got to look up online a schematic of what's there
mm-hmm.
and a troubleshooting guide because the guys who installed it didn't leave it with the machine. So, you know, they go through an intensive training process with us where they follow along with a seasoned service technician while he's going on regular calls. Then we start letting them slowly take over on the call, and then when we're comfortable that they're providing A, the service that we want, and B, the technical skill that they need, then we can start letting them go.
And with all of this computerized stuff and on the tablet, does this mean that if you have a homeowner who's come to you several times, you're keeping kind of a history of what you've done for the home?
Oh, we've got complete history. We've got everything that we've done while we were there, all the signatures of when they approved it or disapproved it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a full history. We take all the pictures. So we take pictures of data plates, no more writing it down. We get a good, clean picture of the data plate.
Mm-hmm.
So we know model numbers, serial numbers, other information about the machine.
Sure.
That's all stored on our system. And then, yeah, we have a full record of everything we've done at everybody's house.
Now, you've mentioned some things that can be expensive if they go off. So tell me how important it is and how often someone should have a whole house check of their system.
You know, seasonally is the best way to put it, because we do really have two definite seasons here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all say this is season, you know, a four-seasonal place. We got two real definite. Your longest one is the heating season, so it's mm-hmm. real important to get your furnace checked out. There's things that you have to clean on the furnace every year. You've got flame sensors, you've got spark igniters or hot surface igniters. You want to clean those up, but every season, you know, there's different things to look at. You know, like your condensing unit for the air conditioner in the summer. Before you get going on that, you want to make sure all your electrical connections are tight, your run capacitors in good shape, your contactors in good shape. So it's depending on the season, but you should get it looked at least twice a year.
And I'm thinking also for fire safety reasons?
Yeah, and that goes back to the loose wires. You know the old saying, loose wires cause fires.
Sure.
But loose wires can also cause burned out blower motors, burned mm-hmm. out fan motors, burned out compressors. And it was just a simple idea of tightening up the lugs, and then you don't have to worry about it.
One last question for you, Reagan. I do all the movie reviews for the radio station here, and it seems like whenever there's a scene where the bad guy or the hero is trying to sneak away from trouble by crawling through a duct, the duct is shining clean, there's no metal screws sticking through, protruding, and he comes out spotless. Not true, right?
Definitely not true. Definitely.
I would imagine if you're watching Die Hard or something like that, you're rolling your eyes going, that's not real.
Yeah, no big duct like that is like that. I mean, big, heavy, industrial duct is what we call pressure duct.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, our typical ducts, yeah, it's full of screws and usually mm-hmm. pretty full of dirt.
Yeah, you can get pretty dirty and pretty cut up, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
It's not a job for sissies, is it?
No. And thankfully, we don't crawl through the duct. We just take care of it.
There you go. But if you didn't crawl through the duct, you wouldn't have a movie scene. See, that's the way they exaggerate things, too, of
there
course.
You go, I guess. Yeah.
How can people call you if they want to have a household checkup on their HVAC?
Well, they can go to our Facebook page and hit the Book Now button. So that's facebook.com/PVHAC. They can get in touch with us by phone, 458-8177. Or they can visit PVHAC.com and check out all of our reviews there, you know, and that's a big thing with people these days. Word of mouth has turned into reviews are your word of mouth.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a lot of them right on our page, so if mm-hmm. you want to check out our reviews, go take a look there. We're very proud of it.
That's good advice from Reagan Hamilton, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because I've got some final thoughts coming up and Monday's guest on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Windfall Willie here from the Arizona Lottery. What are the odds of a sub-zero blizzard hitting Phoenix? Not good. How about the odds of winning a wrestling match against a barrel of rattlesnakes? Even worse. For the best odds, play my newest game, Triple Twist. With overall odds of 1 in 7.9, your chances of winning have never been better. Hoo-wee! Play Triple Twist today for just $2. Comparison of odds based upon current Arizona Lottery draw games only.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Love is out there. They may be in the arms of a family after a cross-country road trip or the perfect campsite somewhere along miles of unpaved trail. Findlay Subaru Prescott has the way for you to find it just about anywhere. Like a shiny new 2019 Outback built to take you to the place you've never been. Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive carries you with exceptional stability and a quick response to driving conditions. Get years of reliable driving and 28 combined miles per gallon from the legendary Subaru Boxer engine and state-of-the-art continuously variable transmission. All new 2019 Outback models are offered right now for as low as 0% APR or lease for as low as $275 per month. And a portion of each sale is donated to the Launchpad Learning Center in Prescott. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers OAC for well-qualified buyers. Other rates and payment terms available. Incentives cannot be combined. Standard 2.5i model code KDB-01. $19.99 due at lease signing. Zero security deposit. 36-month lease. Must take delivery from retailer stock by January 31st, 2019.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Well, you heard my chat with Laura Berger, who is doing the Linda Ronstadt tribute tomorrow night at the Elks Theater. I'll be there for that. Some other great concerts coming to the Elks tribute shows coming up a week from tomorrow. Turn the Page, the Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band tribute on Saturday, February 16th, the George Strait Troubadour Experience on Friday, March 8th. Go now, the tribute to the Moody Blues. March 29th, we have a tribute to Bruce Springsteen. It's called The Rising. And on Friday and Saturday, April 19th and 20th, the return engagement of One of These Nights, the Great Eagles tribute. All coming your way to the Prescott Elks Theater. 777-1370 is the number to call. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3. Talk of a Town, the Thursday Roundtable at 4. On Monday's show, I'll have Mike Brown with Washington Federal's program to help employees laid off during the government shutdown. That is Monday at 2 on Q&A, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.